starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
You better come in and wash up. We're going to be late.
Plenty time, plenty time.
Time, tide, and license bureaus wait for no man. Come on now. Look it! Oh, no. Double trouble.
What's gotten into you, Porky?
Jeff, if you're not careful, something awful's gonna happen to Lassie.
I don't believe in that stuff.
Well, if you don't, you'd better.
Why? She looks okay to me.
Maybe now, but you'll see.
Come here, girl.
Lassie, don't!
What's the matter now?
She just walked under the ladder.
Well, so what?
Good heavens, boys. What's all the excitement?
Nothing, Mom. See, Porky? She's okay.
Well, so far.
Did something happen to Lassie?
Not yet, but first a black cat ran in front of her.
And then?
And then she walked under the ladder.
Was that all?
Oh, isn't that enough?
Oh, Porky. You don't really think anything's going to happen to Lassie, do you?
I sure do.
Why, those are just superstitions. They aren't true.
That's what I told him.
Well, some people believe in them.
Well, I know they do, but that doesn't make it right. Now, why do you suppose anybody would think walking under a ladder would be bad luck?
Because a bucket of paint might land on their heads.
Well, what about black cats? Everybody knows black cats are bad luck.
As a matter of fact, some people think that black cats bring good luck.
Not me.
And not walking under a ladder, just common sense. I don't think we have to worry about anything happening, really.
You see?
Well, just the same, I'm glad I'm not Lassie.
So's Lassie.
Well, I guess we better get going.
And where to?
Oh, into town with Gramps to do a few errands. Oh, there's a pitcher of chocolate milk in the icebox. You can have it whenever you want it.
Now?
Not now. Later.
Has anybody seen my hat?
It's on top of the radio in the parlor.
Well, who put it there?
You did, my darling. I saw you do it.
What's he mad about?
He's going into town with me to take a driver's test. Just among us, I think he's worried that he can't pass it.
Oh, I thought he had a license.
He did, but it expired.
It's ridiculous, that's what it is. Just ridiculous. It ain't as if I never drove a car before. I've been driving cars all my life, and it's just a waste of time, that's all. And that reminds me, Jeff, if we're late, you get Daisy out of the pasture because she's going to calve any week now, and I don't want her out in the evening because it's too damp.
Okay.
Horse and buggy, white steamer, Stanley steamer, Doble. The only accident I ever had was the other fella's fault.
Mr. Miller?
Well, what's bothering you?
You got your hat on backwards.
Well, what's the difference?
When you have your hat on backwards, you do everything wrong. Boy, I'd sure hate to take a driver's test with my hat on backwards.
Look, I can pass a driver's test with both eyes closed.
Look out! Lassie!
That hat on backwards stuff didn't have a thing to do with it.
It was just an accident. And anyway, Gramps was upset on account of that test.
He had his hat on backwards, didn't he? Boy, I'm sure glad I'm not him either.
Don't worry. You're not old enough.
I wonder what's going to happen next.
Nothing.
Well, when it does, don't say I didn't warn you.
No. You want to see an F-86 Sabre jet?
Yeah, where?
Here.
I'd be careful if I were you, Jeff. Classy! Gosh, it could have killed her.
You're all right, aren't you?
Sure.
Well, take my advice, Jeff, and lock her up in a safe place. Maybe then she'd have a chance.
I told you once, I don't believe in that bad luck stuff. And anyway, Mom says there's nothing to it.
You don't, huh?
No, I don't.
Well, tell me something.
What?
Do you still have that wart on your finger?
No, you know it's gone. Why?
What did you do to make it go away?
I rubbed it with a green elder stick and then buried the stick.
And then what?
And then by the time the stick had rotted away, the wart was gone.
Just like I told you.
So what?
So it worked, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, how come you believe me then and you won't believe me now? I mean about the ladder and the black cat.
Because Mom says there's nothing to it.
Well, you believe the ladder almost killed Lassie, don't you? Well, believe me, Jeff, it's the bad luck working.
That wasn't bad luck. That was May.
Well, if it was Pokey, believe me, I'd lock him up.
Well... you're right. It might be better not to take any chances. Come on, girl. You heard me. I'm just going to put you in my room. Now, how can it hurt to be shut up in my room? Come on, Lassie. In all the way.
Hey, you better shut that window.
There. Now, this won't be so bad, Lassie. Just pretend you're sick or something. I know you're not really sick, but this is for your own good. So you stay in here. She'll be safe enough in there, all right.
Well, just to make sure. Now all we gotta do is draw a hex line.
A what?
A hex line.
What's that?
Don't you even know what a hex line is? Now all we gotta do is go out and draw one under the window. There, that ought to do it.
Do what?
Kill all the bad luck. I'm going across that line.
Why not?
Don't you know anything? You cross a hex line, you get twice as much bad luck as before.
Twice as much?
Yeah. And everybody she touches gets it, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah? Well, if you don't believe me, then why'd you lock Lassie in?
Well, I don't believe you, but... well, like you say, why take chances? Come on, let's put the ladder back.
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah?
You say you don't believe in superstitions.
I don't.
Then I dare you to walk under it.
The ladder? Oh, what for?
To prove that you're not as scared.
Who's scared of a ladder?
You, unless you walk under it. Go on, I dare you.
Okay. There, I did it. But now I dare you.
Me?
Yes, and if you don't do it, you're chicken.
Who's chicken?
Now, I suppose you think something awful's gonna happen to you.
Not me, boy. I have my fingers crossed.
Big deal. That's cheating. I dare you to do it again without your fingers crossed.
Well, let's do something different.
Like what?
Like eating.
No, not me.
What's the matter? You scared or something?
No, I'm just not hungry. Well, what do you want to do now?
Well, you stay out of danger. I'm okay.
How about let's build him something? There's no electric motor in the barn.
Okay.
It's in Gramps' junk, and he won't care.
Yeah, especially since he isn't here. You know, Jeff, I'm beginning to feel more like blueberry muffins and chocolate milk instead of an old mortar.
You've been snooping.
I didn't snoop, I sniffed.
Well, you look in that pile over there. I'll check this one. It's just Lassie again. Quit stalling.
Well, how long is she going to keep that up?
Stop thinking about it and look.
Well, I just thought if we went over to see what she was barking about and... maybe we could get some blueberry muffins and chocolate milk at the same time.
Lassie, be quiet. Quiet, girl. Just an old mirror. Nobody will care.
That isn't just an old mirror. That's 7 years bad luck. 7 years.
7 years. Golly, you'll be awful old before you have any good luck. Too old to have luck do you any good. I tell you what, let's get the blueberry muffins and chocolate milk. Maybe that'll cheer you up. You'll need your strength. Come on.
Look! She's gone. Lassie's gone.
She crossed the hex line.
Oh, we gotta find her.
Wait a minute, Jeff. Whatever you do, don't touch her. You'll catch her bad luck.
Catch it. We got it.
Here, Lassie. Here, girl. Come on, girl.
Don't touch her.
Oh, what's the matter, girl, huh? She's trying to show us something. Go ahead, girl. We're coming. Go on.
It's Daisy. Oh, she sounds sick. I know she's supposed to have a calf, but not this soon.
It's because Lassie licked her. Now she's going to have bad luck, too.
What's the matter, Daisy, huh, girl? Gosh, something's got to be wrong. She's never acted like this before.
Bet it's because Lassie touched her. Boy, she sounds awful sick.
Oh.
Now, don't you touch me. You touch them both.
What difference does it make? You're going to have 7 years bad luck anyhow. Remember the mirror?
No, I feel just like the cow.
I think I'd better call Doc Weaver. He'll know what to do.
That cow's got a whammy on her.
Hello, Jenny. This is Jeff Miller. I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, they're okay, too. Jenny, would you please ring Doc Weaver for me? It's real important. Yeah, the cow's got a whammy on her. I mean, she's gonna have a calf. Okay, thanks. You and your whammy. She got me all mixed up.
You just wait and see.
The trouble with you is you believe everything anybody tells you.
I only believe what I see with my own two eyes. And I saw the cow lying on the ground, bellowing like she was dying.
Yeah, I'm here, Jenny. What? Okay, I'll wait. His line's busy. She'll call us back.
Well, how about having the chocolate milk and blueberry muffins now?
I guess so. You can have them if you want. I'm not hungry.
Don't you touch them.
Huh?
I won't eat them, Jeff.
Why not?
Because you touched the cow and Lassie, and they are hexed. So that makes you hexed.
What's that got to do with the blueberry muffins?
Well, you touched them, so they're hexed.
I did not. I just touched the plate.
But the muffins are on the plate.
Okay, so don't eat them. Mmm, they're good. Delicious.
Doesn't matter, because you're already hexed.
Okay.
Mmm.
Hello? Oh, hi, Doc. Well, the reason I'm calling is on account of Daisy. You know, Daisy, our cow. She's just laying on her side in the pasture, and she's acting awful sick. Yeah, I know she's going to have a calf, but she sounds terrible.
Tell him she's got a whammy on her.
Hold on a second, would you? Shut up, will you? That was Porky talking. No, they've gone into town. Just Porky and me are here. You will? Okay, thanks. He's coming over right away and he'll meet us in the pasture. Come on.
Hi, boy.
Hi, Doc. Boy, am I glad to see you.
Oh? I thought it was Daisy was sick.
Well, it is.
Well, I got here as fast as I could. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, just look for yourself. All she does is lie there and moo.
She's got bad luck, Doc Weaver.
No such thing as bad luck, Porky. Well, let's see what's what.
She caught it from Lassie.
What she's got isn't catching, Porky.
Is there anything we can do to help, Doc?
Sure can.
Not me.
Both of you. When will the folks be back?
A couple hours and time for lunch, I guess.
You mean you hope?
You did right to call me, Jeff. Here, hold this. And I didn't get here a mite too soon.
Wonder where the boys are.
Well, they're bound to be around someplace. They'll show up.
Dad, it's lunchtime. And no Porky.
Well, I'll give them a toot on the tooter. Then they know we're here.
Thank you, dear. Well, that's funny.
What's funny?
The blueberry muffins are out and only part of one is eaten.
It's a cinch Porky wasn't here for lunch then.
Well, someone put them on the table. They were over there on the cupboard. Could it be possible that Porky doesn't like blueberry muffins?
I'd sooner believe the moon was made of green cheese.
Maybe something's wrong with them.
Nothing wrong with these.
Mom! Gramps!
You startled me.
Quick, come quick. Come on, Gramps.
Hey, wait a minute. Stop pulling, will you?
What is it, Jan?
It's Daisy. She's sick.
Fiddlesticks. She's cabin.
I know she is, but she's really sick, Gramps. I called Doc Weaver. He's with her now.
Where?
In the pasture. Come on. Come on, Gramps.
What's the trouble with Daisy?
No trouble. Have a look.
Twins.
Oh, two of them.
Now that's what I call good luck.
Good luck?
Good luck.
I thought you'd both be interested, so I got your book out of the library. It tells about, all of the superstitions all over the world. Explains where they came from and tells how none of them really mean anything. It's kind of interesting and fun.
What to say about broken mirrors?
I looked that one up, Porky. You see, centuries ago, mirrors used to be very rare and expensive. So when you broke one, it took 7 years to save up enough to buy another one. Well, of course, today you can buy them in a dime store. So that means they're not really bad luck at all. Oh, now, you do believe this, don't you, Porky?
I sure want to. What to say about warts?
Warts? Well, let's just take a look and see. W. W, where are you?
Here. There is actually some truth to the many superstitious beliefs all over the world about warts.
See?
Oh, now hold it, Porky. There's more. It is now known that warts are often psychosomatic.
Psycho who?
Psychosomatic. That means that you can make yourself ache as a result of how you think or feel about something. Well, for instance, if you get a stomachache on the morning you have an exam at school, you know, when there's really nothing the matter with your tummy. You get it?
Yeah.
Now, let's see. The book goes on to say, if you do something, no matter how ridiculous, which makes you think that a wart will disappear, it will. There is actual scientific basis for this, which has nothing to do with superstition. Gramps passed his driver's test with flying colors.
Yes, sir, flying. I showed him how to drive, and with the hat on backwards, too.
Today sure has been a lucky day.
It sure has. And Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th?
Porky.